Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey everybody, we have the season 3 finale of The Affair all going down right here at AfterBuzz TV. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Finale party. Finale party.
I feel like a good robust dancer. Hey, everybody. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight for the finale season 3.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe we're 3 seasons in.
How? I can't believe it.
Where's the
time? I feel like this is the fastest season that we've had.
This is definitely the fastest season that we've had, for
yes.
sure.
Has it?
I feel like it's been.
Well, I don't think in episode, term of episode, but I just it feels like the whole fastest.
Thing went, Yes, absolutely.
That's just life and age.
Man. Right. It is.
Oh, God.
That's another conversation.
Yeah. Before we get started, you can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me everywhere at April with some hand. Where can they find y'all?
Where you can find me at The Poet Saint. All day, every day. Where can they find you?
You can find me only on Twitter and Instagram at the Allison Dean.
And I'm Nadine Dallapella, in case people didn't know. And you can find me at Nadine DP in the number 3. And can we have this just going the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time.
I can just talk about
that. I want to be able to, like, concentrate because I just want to groove.
Just want to dance. So.
And what about you, April?
On Noah's version.
Where can they find you? Did you say it? Right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm first. Sorry. I just wanted to
We got even lights. Hey!
She wanted to, like, throw it back.
Yeah, it's like, a party!
Wait, you have Snapchat? They can find you on Snapchat at the Allison Dean, too.
Yeah, I have it there. I just, like, I'm so bad.
You're just a...
I need April to, like...
You're just a stalker. You don't post anything.
No, I literally don't even go. I think that the app is deleted from my phone right now.
Oh,
like, I need to reinstall it.
Hilarious.
Well, you can still follow it.
I can see your chat tonight, so there you go.
There I go.
Yeah.
Okay, so... This finale to me was refreshing. It felt a lot
like seven
lighter. A little fizzy.
Mm. Like
it
champs?
It felt a lot lighter than the last. Yes, more like champs. Than the past few episodes. What did y'all think?
It didn't do it for me. I think that I really wanted them to fill the holes of everything that happened to Noah to make him suddenly... I mean, I know he referenced the fact that Juliet was a part of his healing, but I think I needed a little bit more of what that encompassed, because the last time we saw him, he's on the ground of his really crappy sublet apartment and not knowing what the hell was going on. So for them to sort of make this turn, and, you know, perhaps they'll revisit this in season 4, who knows? They always kind of keep us guessing. But yeah, I don't know. It just didn't leave me with the feeling that I wanted to be left with for... The Affair season 3 finale.
Yeah, I think for me it was not that it was an easy cop out.
No, right.
It was, I think that, no, I'm not saying you say, I kind of think it was, but not going to say that is kind of what I'm saying. It's that they needed to tie the ends of Juliet. They had to do something to close that because they hadn't gone back to it. So why introduce something if you're never going to end that story? But I think that they could have ended it just on Noah's part and then gone maybe back to Allison or, you know, and finished it in that way. But it's also like, okay, what else are we going to do? We figured out last episode that Noah stabbed himself. So, you know, the whole everything that happened in prison, all that's just kind of done now. It's just Noah has this crazy mental state that he needs to kind of get rid of. And this is the only way to progress it. So
it almost felt like when they filmed this season, it's almost as though they didn't know if they were going to get a season four, and this is how they punctuated it. Because if we think about this, and we talked about that last week.
Oh, I disagree.
I don't know. Yeah, just because, like, think about it. If they had left us today with what it was, think about all the bows that we have. We have Cole and Allison getting along. We have Helen waving at Noah and him waving back. And we have just him not knowing where he's going to go home at the end of the episode. But, like, that's it.
And the kids wanting to be with him and hang out on, like, Christmas Day.
There's so many little bows that we got tonight, even if they weren't necessarily all so satisfying. It still could have been like, okay.
It's a theory.
I don't know.
Okay, so for me, I think that this episode was a great episode 9. I think this was a great episode leading to the finale. Mm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if, again, it could have been a situation. I disagree just with the fact I still think there were some things hanging. I do agree with the fact, yes, if you did end on this, it could have been a decent ending.
Right.
I don't think it would have been the ending people would have wanted.
I'm with you on that.
Especially leading up how great and fascinating season one and season two was. So on that note, that's where I'm like, eh. But I don't like this as a finale just because I feel like this started with Noah and Allison, right?
Right.
And granted, yes, there's different, you know, things how they went with season. They did different variations. They have Helen. They have Cole's portion. And then now we see where we have a new character and we have her. But for a finale, no. Absolutely not. I think they should have done more. They could have went back to Allison and Cole because I think there was still some unresolved issues there that could have been dealt with. And it just, to me, it just didn't feel like a finale.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I go like half and half on it because I think that you kind of took the words out of my brain.
There we go.
Like the cop-out. I mean, not a cop-out, I can't think of a better term for it right now. But in the sense of...
Twitter's going to blast us.
Oh, I know. Yeah, they're going to hate us. But just let me explain first. And then tell me if they're hating.
I love it.
What I think is that... okay, so we have zero resolution to the Gunther stuff. But maybe people feel like we got resolution in the episode before, wherever it was like...
When he was
okay,
actually
you
there,
realize that right. Noah was definitely, you know, having side effects from this medicine and was, you know, in a maddened state.
Right.
But then it's like, okay, but did the stuff during prison happen? Did that lead him to this? What happened? And when he realized, oh, I sad myself. I mean, that's a gap, you know, it's a few months, whatever. But do we necessarily need to know those details? I don't know. That's why I'm like iffy on it. I wish we knew more about what happened. Like, was the stuff that happened in prison true? I'm sure that it was to an extent, but now I feel like we'll never know because why would they, in a season four, go back
season
to that?
Four. Yeah, well,
well, they're good about ping-ponging.
Yeah. But with Juliet, I think the reason why we would be less than satisfied, there are a lot of things that happened in Noah's part that I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful. Da, da, da. But I think that, like, Juliet being such a huge part of this episode, obviously part one, totally Juliet, I was just kind of like,
To me, she didn't play as big of a part. I would have rather, to be honest, I would have rather forget Juliet. Oscar. Let's do one with Oscar.
Yeah,
and some of the things, because he was kind of interwoven with this season and some of the things that he's dealt with. I'm not saying that they should have. I'm just saying if you're going to pick one or the other, Oscar would have been a better, you know, one to spin off, or even Cole's wife and doing a situation with her.
Yeah.
Yes. But to do it with Juliet when she, to me, wasn't a principal character, the only reason I could have seen them doing it on a writing standpoint is because to bring the resolution between him and Whitney, which is what it did. Mm-hmm. And it's all this happening in Paris and with the death of, you know, her husband, Etienne, and all these things going on, and then kind of epiphany in him, because ultimately I could have seen, like, if it was the old Noah, he would have, like, forget my daughter, I'm going to be with you, because that's what he does, right? But it was like, no, I got to be there for my daughter. You know, I'm sorry. And she's like, well, I have to be there for my daughter. And it was like, that was something that they both needed, some type of resolution. So I could see like, oh, okay, that helps for that. Yeah. But to me, she wasn't a big part in, other than wrecking her car and him finding her when he was, I mean, it just, to me, it just didn't make sense to make her such a big, not only a big factor in this episode, but for the finale.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because the reason why they didn't do Oscar, the reason why they didn't do Cole's wife, is because they're going to continue on into next season. They're going to keep being there. Juliet isn't going to, I do not believe we're going to see her. I think at the end, when she's like, my daughter needs me and your daughter needs you, basically, right. That just ended it, cut the ties. Noah's now in a good headspace. Now he's content with Whitney, and like what you're saying, it did make resolution, but not just with him and Whitney. It showed us as viewers of where next season is going, with Noah being who we know Noah to be. This crazy Noah in season 3 is no longer going to be there.
Thank
Noah's
God.
Content. Noah's going to be set. Him and his family are going to reconcile, and that's all we needed to see. We saw everything we needed to see last episode. Honestly, like, I'm okay with not seeing anything with the jail anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to see that. I don't care anymore. Yeah. It was all stuff in his head. He went through hell. I'm kind of over it. I'm kind of on to the next thing. And I think what this episode did was it just kind of ended everything. It was just like, okay, next episode we're starting fresh with what's going to happen now.
So I have a theory about Juliet being in this season, period. I think, knowing what we found out from tonight, that they put her in this season to kind of show us another version of Noah's story. We learned tonight that Etienne, Juliet's husband, had been cheating on her for years, and she called it, I wrote it in my notes, I'll find it eventually, but he basically thought monogamy was, like, not a real thing, so she knew that he had affairs for years, but she just went along with it, and she had her daughter, and she had a happy life, and yada, 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 and the whole time, you know, she thought she was trapped, but later in the episode in Noah's version, she said that she realized he was the one that was trapped. I think they showed us this to show us a different version of it. Like, this person, you know, we know that Noah felt trapped for a really long time. He felt that, oh, I'm here for my kids, and maybe I'm not unhappy with this person, but obviously he wasn't completely happy with Helen.
So, and like, that was a female, big thing. Like a female version of Noah?
I think they did it to show us, to, because think about it. We've seen this beat down, literally, like, having side effects from drugs, Noah, the entire season. And tonight we saw this, you know, very reflective, giving good advice, literally breath of fresh air version of Noah. And I think that's kind of why they did that, is to show us, like, there are multiple facets. Noah and Allison's relationship came from a very specific place to us initially, because it seemed very sexual. That's what it was, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
But I think, but then you think about, so did Noah and Juliet. And I kind of think that that's the whole purpose of putting her in there, is to show, like, Noah and Allison's, their whole thing came off very wrong at first, but Juliet's didn't. Because we're like, oh, her husband's going through this. You know, we kind of feel for her, but then we learn, like, oh, it's been happening for a really long time, not necessarily in her part. I think they kind of showed, or put her in there to show us, maybe he's not as evil as, or not even that, but just to show us another version, and to be like, this is, there are many facets to, like, a reason why this can happen.
Many type of affairs, kind of, in a sense. Like, these are all various affairs that happen.
But to me, it just felt so abrupt. I mean, we have Noah being crazy the entire season, and we're trying to find out why he's crazy and why he's doing the things that he does. We have the Gunther situation. We have him with Helen. We have all of these things. And then the very last episode, he's like, oh, peace and blessings. And,
but it was all resolved, like, though. It was, he talked to Gunther at Gunther's house. We saw who stabbed him. All that's done.
He realized what,
you know,
he was
stabbed
going
himself. He realized
it. He didn't
it.
Know that he was hallucinating. He didn't know that, or he seemingly, to us, did not know that. I really wish my internet was working right now, because someone in last week's YouTube comments said the best thing, and they were like, you know, we've been seeing, because we all were talking about last week how confused we were, and how, like, you know, things were so random, but then it's like, the narrative, Noah's part, is coming from a person who is literally
going out of his mind.
Going out of his mind.
Right.
So, of course, we're confused. Of course, it's, like, all over the place. And that's why I think that the second that he realized when he sees Gunther in the window, but then he, like, realizes that it's him that's stabbing himself in the neck. I think that was it. When he walked in and saw that sink still running, that was it. And that's what just kind of made him click, like, oh my gosh, because think about how normal of a guy Noah used to be. Think about season one. Obviously, he's having this major affair during it, but he was a relatively, like, sane, normal...
Well, I think he was a depressed guy. He wasn't normal. He was going through stuff that led up to this type of crap, and now maybe he's getting back to what normal is.
But they could have buttoned it up somehow, just a little better. Like, they could have just made the transition better. And I think, in the sense of all the Juliet stuff, I mean, I was reading stuff before season three aired about how they were introducing this new character's POV and how she was going to have this, like, significant effect on Noah.
And so it's
interesting though, because I mean, yes and no, it's like we didn't see enough of that though, in my opinion. In the sense of, like, how many times did we get Juliet's POV? Twice? Was it tonight and one other?
Twice.
So, like, in that respect, and I mean I get that, you know, we've seen her a few times. Oh, thank you. I get that we've seen it a few times, like, we're seeing her a few times throughout the season, and she's had sort of a presence. At the same time, to make a statement like she really has this, like, huge effect, I needed to see more of that. Because, honestly, for me, their chemistry was much different than that of Noah and Allison, right? So, like, in the sense
Noah
of...
Noah and Juliet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Noah and Juliet's chemistry, for me, it didn't, like, light my fire.
I don't even think they really had
true chemistry. Well, I think, like, called the affair, because there's so many affairs in life, and there's so many... You have one love with one person that's different from another love with another person, or another affair, if even not love, it's infatuation. So I think it's just showing all these things.
I don't know. I didn't feel infatuated.
I didn't either. I just felt a common...
Common ground.
Common ground.
Yeah, they have that.
We only saw that, this episode. Sure.
Yeah. But then they did give us that little tidbit. I don't know how happy y'all were about it, but I was extremely happy about it. This is the Noah's portion whenever he walks into the bookstore and sees Peter Pan, and he has that flashback of he and Alice.
We got one glimmer.
I heard that
reaction. You're like, oh.
For me, that little glimmer was a lot.
April really liked it.
Yes. Even in all of this stuff, even in Paris, even like him going through, you know, it's been months since he realized, oh, dang, I'm like, I may be addicted to prescription painkillers.
Right.
He's still, like, that comes. So it gives me a glimmer of hope for, like, how that next season could get back to more of, like, a streamline. Not that I'm looking for streamlined. I'm not looking for it to be, oh, a typical show. That's part of why I love The Affair,
right,
because it's not.
Right.
But maybe this season, to me, anyway, was a little too all over a little too many characters.
What about, like, where all of his money came from? Like, how are you in Paris? Like, just, like, at a hotel? Like,
maybe
he was
like, another advance.
Like, wasn't
maybe
he in a crappy
advance.
Apartment?
Yeah, that's what
at
I mean.
University.
So I was like, and he had, like, no money, or, like,
and
like,
he has
what's...
money to buy tickets,
maybe,
like, last
sold
minute on Christmas Eve.
Maybe he sold his dad's house.
But these are all things where I'm
maybe
just
he
like,
got an advance. There are multiple things.
But we don't,
that
we don't know. We don't know. Again,
I mean, I'm happy that he could just be like,
maybe
he robbed a bank.
There was a missing portion.
Credit card debt. Whatever.
Like, we didn't see an episode. Like, it was almost like an episode was missing. That's why I said this is a great ninth episode or something like that.
Yeah, so we need
Or maybe an episode prior to this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it just, to me, it was still, I know, I mean, Nadine is like, it was great.
Because in the beginning, I was like, nah, it was a cop-out. Now I'm like, I'm really satisfied. I'm good.
And two, I think because this particular, like you were saying, and I know where you were going with, season one and season two was very purposeful. We knew exactly what they were trying to tell us, but it also kept us in suspense because we're waiting for this information, we're waiting for certain things to happen, and then they happen, and sometimes they happen right when we want them to, sometimes they don't, sometimes they happen differently, but it's all the magic of the show, right?
Right.
Happened in season one, then happened again in season two. With this season, I'm naming the hallucination season, we're sitting up there, we're like,
well,
okay, what's going on? Is he dreaming? What is Alice? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was so convoluted, and I was like, and that's why I was like, wait, the season finale is tomorrow? Like, you know, I'm thinking like, no, we need like
there's
three
so
more
many
episodes.
More things.
So, there's so many more
Do you wish
things.
You had more suspense? Is that what kind of is missing for you? Do you want like more of a cliffhanger? Because right now we really don't have any cliffhangers.
Well, and we've been left with cliffhangers both seasons, but that's like us being spoiled as viewers. We're so used to what's going to happen. It doesn't always have to be that way.
It doesn't always have to be that way, but I do think that if you start on a trend, at some point in time, if you don't continue with with that, sometimes the viewers may be disappointed because they're like, wait, this is what you're I want from this show.
I feel like you have become me and I have become you. You're like, I want this. I'm like,
you're so cute.
I'm good.
Really? Disappointed. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about Juliet's part.
Okay.
Let's do.
In particular. So they wake up together in bed in Paris. Uh-huh. So this is when we know, okay, it's probably been a little bit of time.
He's not wearing a bandage.
They do show.
It looks like it's healing. Yeah, right.
But they're, you know, like, literally like playing around, happy in bed together. We haven't, you're trying to get PG here.
Playing around, yeah.
But we haven't seen Noah happy all season long. Like,
yeah.
I can't think of one time that we've seen him like legitimately
I mean,
laugh.
Maybe with his son, like when he felt that rekindling with Martin, you know?
Yeah. I think Noah's a very sexual human being too,
true,
and
yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah.
very just that's his happy place in a sense,
his
like
happy.
No, not like you know what I mean.
Not a bad happy place.
If he is you know intimate in a sense that really I don't know it works well for him. That's when he's happy, and that's when you see mm-hmm. the most.
Oh,
he craves that. I
good
guess.
Good Lord, yeah,
yeah.
So,
but so they're yeah. having this jovial moment, we'll say.
They're romping,
and she gets into talking about how she has to leave. We know she has to leave because she's got to go speak to the person at the university. Because she's essentially been faking to everyone that her husband is healthy. Later in her part, we find out, or when she does finally, like, meet with the person, uh-huh. We find out that she literally has been faking being him and has been sending, like, emails this whole time. Of course, they're not happy. But before that, we see her, she and Noah are, like, walking through the streets and they see these two women.
Uh-huh.
And
colleagues
in her
of hers.
Version, exactly, in her version, they have a conversation where we see the subtitles.
Right.
So we understand. Later in Noah's version, the subtitles aren't shown, which I felt actually I like kind of liked. Cause I'm like,
loved it.
I like showing that, oh, he has no idea what
correct.
They're saying.
Right. Yeah, they did that
because
very...
in her part, it did seem maybe he understood.
Like, this is
bit.
Actually his uh-huh. POV.
Well, no, because it was her POV, then intentionally she does understand. So
mm-hmm. that's why.
That's,
POV,
we,
we
that's
don't.
We need to understand.
Right.
Yes. But she says, or one of the women say, oh, so this we've heard about your American man or whatever they said.
I was like, 3 months, man. Word gets around the world.
Well, it's been a few months since he went crazy.
Paris is small.
It's been a few months since he went crazy, but it's probably been a long time since they first met, technically.
And started dating.
Yeah, but if she didn't even like that woman, then why would what, if she? Yeah.
Well, she just the woman brought it up, and she said everyone's been talking about this,
mm-hmm.
but
people talk.
People.
She seemed,
Paris.
Like, put off by it. But the woman does say, she's like, oh, I'm actually happy for you.
Right.
You, I mean, in so many words, you put up with a lot for a lot of
in
years.
In one version, though.
Yeah, that was our first glimmer
you know
of that,
I mean?
Too.
It's,
you know what I mean?
We don't know what version that kind of was, because, like, in her version, Noah wouldn't leave her alone, regardless if people were there. He kept wanting to kiss her.
Mm-hmm.
And in his version, she all wanted to kiss him, of course. And
no, but,
you know?
I mean, like, what the women were saying. The women
what
were,
they were
saying,
saying.
That Etienne, she's
yeah.
like, oh, well, I'm
right.
glad for you because he's been doing this for this many years,
mm-hmm.
so good.
Which
either
was,
way,
yeah.
they knew about the her American man.
Yeah.
Right. And that supports the claim that she said to him later about basically what she had to put up with and how, you know, she said, I'm better,
right.
or he's better than you, you know, and he's
yeah.
like, well, what are you talking about? And then she explains how he had all these affairs and she just put up with it and she was with her daughter, what have you.
But so, at least he was up front.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. What she was meaning. I'm like, you're up front. Does that necessarily make it okay that you're doing this? No. But she accepted it, so whatever.
Right.
That's totally her thing. But a great part of tonight's episode was her going home, or so obviously they're in Paris, and she mm-hmm. goes to their apartment, and he's lucid, and I immediately was like, it's the surge.
You said it.
But I knew it because of very sad episodes of Grey's Anatomy. But I'm like, it's like a thing. It literally, but it's
yeah.
like a...
But it's a medical thing.
Terminal lucidity
real thing.
Is what it's called.
Yes.
It is.
I whenever
down.
Someone,
oh, okay.
someone like comes back,
uh-huh.
or comes back, they just become like their self again
mm-hmm.
a lot of times
they
before
regain
they
consciousness.
Come,
yeah.
before
right.
they die,
mm-hmm.
because it's like a surge of endorphins or a surge
mm-hmm.
of what, I don't know what
the
it is.
The final
exactly.
gift.
Yes.
It's the final gift.
They said that. And they have this lovely conversation where he's talking about, oh, I'm going to go to Livingston University, which is where she's been for however
mm-hmm.
long, to talk about this manuscript that they may have found. And it's so sad because it's literally like, oh, you're talking about the thing that she's been doing and you don't even know that this has been done. I mean, like, dementia, Alzheimer's is...
But then he also started talking about Brigitte. And I was like,
that was awful. Well,
but and now we've noticed that he's not quite himself.
Yeah. But even before that, when he's talking to his daughter, Sabine is there, and he's like, I forget what he says.
Thought that
he's
she like,
was, oh, my love.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And
that was his wife, yeah.
Because he tells her, he's like, oh, Sabine can come with us or something like that. And she's like, no.
I'm Sabine.
Mm-hmm. So sad.
And then you realize that it's not
what
they thought.
Right.
But then, and then, can you imagine, I think Brigitte is his ex-wife. They referenced that earlier in the season, but I can't remember exactly, so tell me if I'm wrong.
Some type of lover.
Well, she said that he would bring up, sometimes she thinks that a previous wife. She'll say that, he will think she's a previous wife.
So we'll just say that that's who it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But he says, I can't live without you, I can't, whatever, and she's like...
to the heart.
And I can't even...
It was hard to watch
It was. I can't imagine going through, like, your husband of however many years.
It's a horrible disease that you get, you know?
Yeah.
This one more like a series finale than a season finale, which is scary.
Onema.
Yeah, see? I'm with you.
this felt more like
it could have been.
Kind of.
I like the show to go on.
It did. It is going on, and that's a good thing.
And Conviction Addiction.
I'm happy that it's going on. Let's
Conviction
be real.
Conviction Addiction said this episode felt like a postscript or an epilogue of a novel.
Yeah. Well, wow.
So that's funny that they said that, because someone in last week's comments, it's working now, so I'll see if I can pull it up, but said that this felt like it was like the story of Noah's novel, like his next one. Noah always wanted to go to Paris to write his book. He said that so many times. But maybe he's writing this book now, but maybe this season was kind of like a story of...
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting theory either way.
Yes.
It is. It is an interesting theory. I do like the fact of, and I think we can agree on that, I agree that it sounded like it was a series finale.
Yeah.
Because it did not seem like a season finale.
But
the way that it was wrapped, it looked like, oh, the show's over.
See, and I get where you're coming from, because I'm satisfied now. Even though in the beginning I said it was a cop-out, but now as we talk, I'm satisfied. And I think because if it was a series finale, I'm okay.
You'd be good.
Letting the show go.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that it's not.
Right.
So give me something.
Exactly.
Give me something more till next year.
Because it's January, guys. Right.
Like, what am I going to do?
It's not like the show had bad ratings. The show has amazing ratings. So why would they have ever thought that they wouldn't be picked up for a fourth season?
Hollywood, babe.
Maybe it's Showtime. I don't know. Like, we don't know the world of Showtime.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess. True.
I'll get a job there soon, guys. Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
Just
for the show.
So she ends up going to meet Noah at this little, or for dinner at this little shop, and he gives her a book. It's like some 1868 version of a book. Obviously a very thoughtful gift. And she gets a call while she's there, and that's when we find out that her husband has died.
Right.
And she goes back to their apartment. She experiences this moment with Sabine where she's like, I know about your American man. Because Juliet asked to be alone with her husband. And she's like, you could have been here with him this entire time. And this is where it kind of relates back to the Noah story, is because his kids are so like, you should have been here, you this and this and this, but he wasn't there because he was off doing whatever else he was doing. There are just certain like similarities that now make me be like,
this is why
you did this to us this season.
Yeah. Common ground.
The thing I didn't like though was that it's so unrealistic that this one random professor's love life is so publicly known at the university that the kids are talking about it, that all the colleagues are talking about it, that it's like this like worldwide news, basically.
Yeah.
I was like, no one really cares, Juliet, about your sex life and your love life. Let's be real. It's just for this show. Like,
there are those like famous professors. Like, I graduated from Auburn. There were professors I never had, but I knew who they were.
And you knew their love life and their sex life?
I did not know their love life or their sex life, but, you know.
You knew what they were good at for school
and teaching. Auburn, Alabama isn't the most scandalous town, so
I don't know. France is like the love city.
It is.
Her daughter's there, so anything like going on, they'll probably hear about. I mean, it's TV.
But it was the people in Paris that knew what was going on, not the people in America, where she was.
No, right. Her daughter's university is what I'm saying.
At her daughter's
She's like,
university.
Everyone at the university is talking about
it. And it's like, why? It's like, well, the only people that saw you were those two colleagues on the street, and then they just went on social media and just tweeted about it.
Well, clearly people must have known about it before.
Trending hashtag.
I don't think that was the entry point. I think what she did say when it was her version, she said that these people, they talk. That's why she didn't want to kiss him, because she said Paris is a very small city.
Yeah.
And so I took that to believe that's how that her daughter's school could know, because of the whole situation with what was going on while they were together. Not just while they were there, not the two ladies that saw them, but just the 3 months or so that they were talking and dating or whatever, that somehow it got back. And I could understand
But that was in America, though. But no one was there that knows her. So I have no idea, unless she said, you know what I mean? It just, for me, I love, like, I know it's TV and I know
Gossip
it's all Hollywood.
Spreads like wildfire.
But none of that, I can't
especially
relate to any of that.
Especially in Paris.
Especially in Paris.
Like, you're in Jersey. Like, how's that going to get to Paris, what you're doing in Jersey in a random apartment. Like, come on.
Well, apparently it did.
Just over the ocean there, Nadia.
I guess so.
Social media makes the world very small.
This has no, like, meaning to tonight's episode, but it was really, really tough when they were taking his body out through the elevator.
Oh, that was so.
And it's like they can't get it down. Okay. I'm like, just take it down the stairs. Right. Oh, please don't do this.
I'm curious. I'm glad you brought that up. Did you all think that that had some significance? To the situation.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Because I've been there. I've been through that situation, watching like a body or two like go. In that sense, someone I loved. If I saw them do that to someone that I loved that had just passed away, and then lift them upside down, I would cause wreck. I'd cause havoc. I'd be swearing. I would be not this classy meeting you guys see here. Yeah. I would freak out. I'd be like, "What are you doing?" She just stood there and was like, not saying a word or anything, then went inside and shut the door. It just showed that, like, was she... not that she was excited that he passed away, but
I think
just
she was
relieved.
Resolved in it.
Well, she's just like, this happened, he's done, I'm moving on. Like, I don't care. He's not here anymore. This is, like, the aftermath of it.
Right.
Like, his body's not him, in a sense, you know?
Well, she clearly... I mean, she obviously said later...
She harbors anger.
I prayed for him
she
to
prayed
die.
For him to die.
And so that all makes sense now. That's why they showed that.
And
know?
And also, what was it right... Okay, at what point... When Noah came over, which I was very predictable, and he's knocking at the door, that was after the body was still there.
No, the body was gone.
The body was gone. It was just her daughter inside.
Yes.
So okay, because I can understand what you're saying. I think that she did have some resolve, and almost not she was glad for it, but it was almost a sense of relief. Because of everything. It's like if you're in.
Well, what is she going to do? You know, like.
Well, I mean.
I don't know.
Like Nadine was saying, if it was somebody you truly love and something like that is happening, you're going to flip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Right.
Like
she was resolved in
and
it for sure.
And she didn't. Exactly. And so that just shows that she was content at the fact of him passing. It was almost like he had passed on in her mind.
A long time ago.
She had a lot of time to prepare for this.
That's what a lot of people say whenever someone does have dementia or Alzheimer's.
Or any terminal illness.
You can recognize how awful this and horrifying it's got to be for a person. So, I think she prayed for him to die for other reasons for a long time.
Exactly.
Or just like wanted to be. But also like in the situation... Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, Noah shows up at the door, and we're all like, please don't let it be Noah. Please don't let it be
Noah. All knew it.
Of course it's Noah. And then they do it in the hallway. Because she's all...
You know what I wrote
do it
down?
In the
I was like, death turns you on? ?" I was like, what?
It's like she was cleansed, I think that's what it was. It was sort of like this big... I mean, the thing about it is, as much as she... certainly held him to be a love of her life. I think on another level too, it was like a chapter that she wanted to close, and it was this lingering thing that couldn't be closed, right?
Yeah.
So like, you know, him being alive, she couldn't close that chapter, even though it's like, in a lot of ways, the chapter had closed a while back, you know? I think we should mention what Conviction Addiction said, because it kind of is in line with what we were all saying. The show always breaks formula, so I like that. It didn't necessarily conform to the traditional need to have a cliffhanger to end the season.
I like that, too.
I still wanted one, though, but yeah, I think.
Everyone loves a good cliffhanger. Sure, obviously. I definitely do.
Glenn does.
I appreciate that
they're like,
appreciate that they did a series finale.
But no. I appreciate it in this situation because this season has been a little here, a little here, a little here, a little here, a little here.
For the show.
And what have I said the entire season? It feels like two different shows. Mm-hmm. It feels like the Allison and Cole show, the Noah, Helen, I guess Juliet show. So it's gotta mold into one. It can't be like two separate things. And shows aren't successful when they do that.
It didn't mold. It closed out.
But I'm saying, I think that's why they did that because they're like, okay, we're literally kind of clean slating it, and let's see where it goes. Because not to say I think The Affair is very successful. I freaking love this show, obviously, but it's like a proven thing when shows go, okay, now we're gonna break off into this version and this version. They don't work that way. Mm-hmm. It's just like a proven thing. Eventually, they go kaput. So I think they were kind of like, maybe, okay, let's teach these lessons. Let's give you some background. Let's give an antithesis of, like, why this happened. And then let's see where it goes.
I think it's like teach these lessons.
It's like a non-traditional cliffhanger. Because in a way, it's sort of like, what's going to happen in season four? I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, look at us talking about it. We're like, what?
Well, I hope something happens in season four because they're doing it in season four. Yeah. So I'll be,
something's going to happen in season four, Lab. For sure, we're going to get something.
I will say, out of everything, I really did appreciate the fact that Noah made up with Whitney. Mm-hmm. Because to me, in all the seasons, I mean, she hated him from day one. Mm-hmm. From the time the affair started. She's the oldest in the family. She's kind of probably dealt with the most as a child. She's also
seen a lot.
Exactly. She's also a woman, so she feels the empathy from her mother. Mm-hmm.
She wasn't at that table at the grandparents' house a few months back.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. So I really do like.
Right? Does she really know about that? Like,
probably my favorite. My favorite part of this entire season was when she smiled at Noah. Like when she's there in the bed.
She's a great actress.
And she is. She was there in the bed.
She killed it.
And it was like he was, you know, he's like, I got one more thing, you know, and he tells her and, you know, just, you know, she's there in the bed and she smiles. That was like, oh, that was amazing.
You're right,
that
Dad.
It was huge.
I get
Because that was something that was a strange relationship for three seasons.
You know, she's a character on the show that could have her own spinoff.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me. Like, I get why they don't put more attention on her because
it's another version they could have had, just saying.
I know. Whitney. I know that it's not the show, but I feel like her character is strong enough to support, like, I don't know, they could create a whole world.
Maybe they will, though.
Showtime.
You know? Maybe they will. I mean, who's upset? Raise a hand that Furcat's gone.
Not me.
Kinda.
You are?
No.
We don't know that he's gone, though. I mean, clearly.
But that ended it. I mean, okay, so how about this? Another question. Who thought Noah should have gone back in and show Furcat?
I thought he was.
I thought he was.
I thought he was. But
who's disappointed?
But
disappointed?
I will say I am disappointed.
I'm kind of happy he did not. I was like, Jesus.
I'm torn because in regular Noah fashion, this is the new Noah, right, that we ended with. But in regular Noah or the old Noah, he would have gone and whoop his tail, right?
He would have
done that. But the fact that he restrained himself,
per the request of his daughter,
right.
Don't go, Dad.
He finally listened.
Which, again, as I was stating earlier, how if it was old Noah, he would have been like, "Nah, I'm still smashing Juliet. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to deal with that yourself."
Exactly.
But he was like, "Nope, I'm gonna put this on brakes, you know, and I'm gonna deal with my daughter because she needs me." So that being said, I do appreciate it, but at the same time, I still wish she would have whooped Furcat because Furcat is terrible.
You.
Just saying.
Because, I agree with that,
terrible.
That, like, be a good... You change, Noah. You do you, man. Like,
exactly.
You get better. I love it.
Yeah.
But if you see a man hit your daughter face,
that's
I don't
like,
care any progress you made. You go back to ground zero and punch him.
That was warrants.
I'm like half and half on
it's
it.
It's hard.
Oh, come on.
I mean, here's the thing. When your daughter, who you're on terrible terms with, I mean, your daughter has not been speaking. If she is adamantly saying, do not go in there.
But she's your daughter.
I know, but at the same time,
what would have happened? She would have been gone. She would have already ran down the
and
street.
And he cared more about his daughter at that point and sort of.
Which is why I allowed it.
Yeah.
Which is why
I
told the writers it's okay.
He saw his daughter taken off and he was like.
He could have gotten a little sucker and then run down
the
street.
Trust me, I wanted one punch, but I also was like, okay, what if he had a. You see her already running down the street. She would have been gone.
Right.
Like,
she would have been gone.
Would have
and he would have resented him more.
Right.
if he would have done that.
Because then she'd be like, oh, Furcat left me because of this. Exactly. Yeah. It has to happen in a natural way. Uh-huh. But
I was also surprised at how fast Furcat got back into the gallery, because I was like,
into a conversation.
The way that they cut that scene, it seemed like Noah was right there, like right after it happened, about to like lay one on him. And I was like, he's already indoors.
What? But did anyone see Furcat's face, though? They showed a reaction shot on Furcat, and Furcat looked at Noah like,
What do you want?
Yeah. Are you going to do something?
Well, because they have already fought.
Yeah, so. As if Furcat was like ready for it. And maybe Noah was like, oh man, you're kind of bigger than me. I'm going to run away. I don't know what I took.
No.
I don't think that.
Good, you guys defend him.
He's like, if only Gunther was here to punch him, right?
Gunther. Stabs him in the neck.
I think this is part of why I like tonight's episode so much, because a big thing since season one has been Noah's relationship with his kids. Mm. And that's the whole, probably the worst thing about the affair is the rift that it causes between you and your kids.
Right.
Especially the ones that are old enough to know
what's going on.
And Whitney has been old enough the entire time, obviously. But the conversation that they had walking, like, by the little canal or whatever, where he's like, oh, I didn't do my job. You're defending this man that just hit you. I didn't do my job protecting you from
people like me.
And I was like, and I was just like, you have learned something.
Because he was about to say something else. He was going to say about these men, and then he stopped and he goes,
me.
No, that was a great
for
scene.
Noah, guys.
That was a great scene.
Learned a little bit. Even I'm not
just a smidge.
I'm not saying Noah has grown leaps and bounds or anything. But I'm saying this is a big step, the fact that he was actually able to make Whitney listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without being argumentative. Huge. The fact that he was like, it just had like a deep and meaningful conversation with her without pissing one another off, literally, because that's all they've ever done before is like someone gets mad because
she says this.
She was jabbing him for sure, and he didn't take the bait. And so it's kind of like a growth with him. Mm-hmm. And Whitney killed it in tonight's episode. Just overall.
She really did.
But, yeah, and I think the thing is, too, it's like, you know how people say, oh, well, that girl has daddy issues, or like, oh, I have daddy issues? I think that this girl actually really did. If you look at Scotty, the only men we've been introduced to of men that have been in her life are Scotty and Furcat.
Who are older.
who do not treat her right, who abuse her in a sense, either emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
And it's not until Noah kind of recognizes that he's the daddy and these daddy issues, you know what I'm trying to be cool with the millennials, but like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. I was like every man she's been with has been messed up, and that's what I wrote down, because it's true. And I think from now on, maybe we're gonna be introduced to a character in her life that actually helps her out for the better and not brings her down like every other man has in her life.
Okay, so okay, this is my thing. Okay, I'm just curious, and maybe this is premature because we haven't, I mean, I don't know if we're gonna do predictions with the situation, because it is a season finale, maybe going into the next season, but it leaves us with, if everything is tied up really nicely, even with Martin, you see him coming out there, Dad, you want to go?
I wouldn't go with nicely, but like, nicely, but decently.
Yeah. It's like, okay, the name of this show is The Affair. So then where do we go from here? And that's the part that I'm very interested in, because we knew in the previous two seasons where it was going, right? We knew exactly where the season ended, and it was like, okay, next season is going to be here, right? With this season, it leaves us, it ties a lot of ends. There's still a couple of, you know, loose ends, but nothing that is warranting like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen, right?
Right.
So it's like, where then do you go in this dramatic series that is hinged on two people having an affair?
Because it's all the repercussions of it all, though. So, right, it's all the fact that, I mean, beyond the fact that it doesn't necessarily have to do with a sexual affair, it can just be any kind of an affair that happens.
Right.
It's also just the endless amounts, the trails that have been left behind, and where it sort of lands all these different characters going forward, right? Mm-hmm. So sort of the arc that Noah has taken and continues to take is something that they can continue to sort of write on and whatever. Obviously, Helen, we're in a totally new place with Helen, because now she's become very honest in where her life is at and what she's done and how she's had to cope with that and how that sort of changes her relationship relationship with the doctor. And so, like, we don't know what's going to happen between them. We certainly don't know what's going to happen between Cole and Allison, because that seems like a very perplexing, and who knows what kind of situation they're in.
Yeah, you could.
So,
yeah, you
I
could,
mean, there's many things that are not just lying dormant.
Yeah. No, but, these are great writers. They're going to find, there's enough characters and enough situations. I mean, you could even, now Noah wants to get, you know, Helen back because he wants his family back, and now there's a feud with him and the doctor.
Hold on, don't hate. April said that we were kind of spoiled the last two seasons with all these huge cliffhangers.
No, we would never spoil.
And so we want it, but also you have to kind of recognize that other series, other shows we've watched and stuff, they give us this too. It's sometimes you need the cliffhanger, but you also need resolution, and then cliffhanger, kind of in a sense too, to like be okay with these characters and what's happening.
Right.
And
this season kind of showed us, just like you just said, the repercussions of what happens when you do these terrible things. Yeah. You have really bad problems with your kids. Maybe somebody gets murdered. A lot of stuff happens in as repercussions from this, and it's kind of like, it really is to me, it's kind of like the ultimate cliffhanger, like, literally, where does this go? We have no idea. I don't think they put, and y'all are going to kill me for saying this, and other people are going to kill me for saying this, I know, but they didn't put that little voice of Allison when he sees the Peter Pan book in there for nothing. They're not going to put that one little glimmer of, oh, you know this?
So
oh, yeah, I used to
hope.
Tell my kids about it all the time. They do nothing without a purpose.
Yeah, wow.
But, so I'm saying, this show, now that it's left us at this, literally him sitting in the cab, like, I have no place to go. Where do I go? Now,
where will he go? Maybe he'll show up at Allison's house.
It's a total, like, okay, what happens now?
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yeah, it's true. He might show up at Allison's house.
Do you think...
That is your cliffhanger.
Do you think...
there it is.
Given the nature of the show and the direction that we see that it's gone and maybe going in the next season, do you think that he would ever possibly end up with Allison again?
I think it's not improbable, just in the sense that there is no question they still have a lot of love between them. Mm-hmm. It's just a very, very crapola situation in the sense of everything with the child.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get back there?
No, I'm saying, like,
he has to keep sneaking in her door and hiding from Cole. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't see that love anymore. I see that's all faded. I don't see that there's any type of chemistry.
Well, remember why that campfire together? I still saw it.
My favorite scene of the entire season.
No, literally, it felt like for me, it felt like for her that she was just amusing him in a sense.
Really?
She was just amusing him, wanted what she wanted. I know, you're such, like, pro that. I think that he's gonna either end up alone at the end of all of this, that this affair has landed him alone somewhere, or he's getting back with Helen.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, Nadine is dropping some serious predictions.
Okay. I'm gonna go total antithesis.
I just want Lem to love me.
Complete opposite. Totally. I think whenever Noah and Helen hooked up last week or whatever week it was, I think that was like
one and done. That's it.
I think that was like, this is clearly
not
the
right.
worst thing
because
ever.
Of how it went down.
But in both versions, and you know, people in comments were talking about how, you know, it seemed like rape, whatever, but then Helen's version it didn't. I didn't think that it did. It was absolutely like forceful. Well, in his version it was more forceful than it was hers. It was very like consensual. Hers it was very loving, but in his
it was consensual,
like,
aggressive sex.
For sure. But I think that was like it. I think it was kind of like, oh, I'm getting these frustrations out, and she kind of realized, even by the things that her kids said to her, like, how could you let him back in the house?
Right.
How could you? I think that was it for them. Now, I don't know. I go back to the fireplace scene because I think about the connection, and I think about has he only told Allison about this over, you know, the woman that he was married to for 20 years? And I think even in tonight's episode, the moment with Whitney is very telling in the sense where he was like, you want a man who's going to, or when you have a man that truly loves you, he protects you, he supports you, he does this. And she was like, so you didn't ever really love mom? And he
That
clearly was he does. Good. He doesn't yeah. say. He says, "I loved her," mm-hmm. but then he's like, kind of concedes to it, and I think that was him telling her, like, okay, I was with this person because of, oh, we had a baby, and then we had more babies, and mm-hmm. and that was kind of it. I think that was his version of telling her, like, I'm in this situation where I didn't necessarily truly love someone. Because that's what she was talking about. She was talking about true love, and he says he loved Helen, but did he truly love her? I think he flat out told us tonight that he didn't.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about what... I'm so sorry if I'm saying this wrong. Ngozi Onyema just said, the Peter Pan book quote scene could be also related to Noah's growth in this episode. So perhaps, like, they're using that as sort of a symbol of, like, that sort of part of his life closing, too, Peter Pan. Perhaps.
Maybe. Well, I think certainly, he was just, yes. I think he right? was just, like, yes. thinking being about child. It. Mm. Yes. I think he was thinking about it. And just me personally, I think he was thinking about it. It's in his mind. There's a reason why it's still in his mind.
Yeah, but you're right. The fact that Allison's voice popped in his head. But maybe, I think more so what I'm saying is maybe it's a one-way love with him. I just don't think Allison's there anymore. I really don't. Yeah. I think that if she really was, Allison always goes off the deep end. Allison always does... what's not conventional in a sense.
Yeah, but she's
and
like...
And if she wanted Noah again, she would have Noah and still try to have her child at the same time.
I don't,
but
I don't
know. Yeah, to I just think, easily have it.
Right. Not. It wouldn't be easy, but she would still try. Girl's not trying right now. There's been no trial
but
on her
she,
part.
Because she's only she's trying to get her daughter back.
But now yeah. she has her daughter back down there. We she haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Yeah. She's too nervous. Yeah, she's like, I need to tread very
But she was already trying
careful.
To get another job, which was 5 hours away from Colin. Already messed that up. So why mess that up and not mess stuff up with Noah?
See, because right. I don't actually... I was you know, on like, her side for that completely. So, I didn't think that that job was going to mess anything up. So that was like... I was actually upset with Cole for even... Well, whether it, or not he actually said that well, or not, we don't know.
It depends on what side you look at, though. It depends on whose side you look at. Both versions were different.
Of right,
if
that's
the
what
job
I mean.
Is really going to be intense or not.
Perhaps he never really said it. I don't know.
Well, we need to wrap up.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
we're going to keep talking for hours.
Of course. I could, literally. Thank y'all so much for joining us in chat. Definitely want to hear what y'all had to say. What your predictions are for season 4.
Yeah.
You can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Be sure to watch on YouTube, download on SoundCloud, like us, rate us. We want to hear what you thought. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant.
And you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. And I'm Lynn Gonzalez, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Thanks so much for watching with us all season.
Yeah, and Nadine Dallapella here for the last time for The Affair Season 3 signing out. You can find me at Nadine, DP, and the number 3.
See y'all for Season 4.
Oh!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.